Hello, my name is Melanie, and today I'll be talking about some of the specific foods made in Utah. If you were to move to Utah or go visit Utah, you will discover food that you would have never heard about before, or that is just a different combination of food, but tastes pretty good. I will be talking about and explaining four different foods that are pretty popular in Utah, but there are so many more foods that are popular in Utah. Some of the foods that are pretty popular in Utah are fry sauce, funeral potatoes, scones, Dutch oven dinners, the Aggie Blue Mint ice cream at Utah State University, Bear Lake raspberries, the raspberry shakes at Bear Lake, and Jell-O, just to name a few. If you are not from Utah, some of these foods probably sound very strange and different to you. So the first food that I will explain is fry sauce. So fry sauce is a condiment just like any of the other condiments like ketchup, mustard, and ranch. It is used to dip fries, chicken, hot dogs, and anything else that people use condiments for. In the 1940s, Don Carlos Edwards, the owner of the restaurant Arctic Circle, invented fry sauce by mixing ketchup and mayonnaise together. Even though this condiment did start with Arctic Circle, it is sold all over Utah and in more places than just Arctic Circle. This is a very popular condiment in Utah, but if you were to ask about it anywhere else, you wouldn't find it because it doesn't really exist. The second food that I'm going to talk about is funeral potatoes. Funeral potatoes is a casserole that is made all the time at different gatherings, especially gatherings that are put on by Mormons. Funeral potatoes can be made so many different ways with a lot of different recipes. The most common recipe for funeral potatoes is hash brown potatoes, cream of chicken soup, sour cream, and shredded cheddar cheese mixed together, then putting that mixture into a pan. Once this mixture is put into a pan, there is either crushed up potato chips or cornflakes on top of the mixture, and then it is cooked in the oven. When the food funeral potatoes is talked about, it usually isn't put with an actual funeral, even though that is what it is called. This casserole is named funeral potatoes because the early Mormons would bring them to families who have just had a funeral, but now it is used as a side dish at special occasions. This casserole is really famous all over Utah because of all the different Mormon gatherings that happen. The third food that I'm going to explain are scones. Scones are just fried bread. These scones can be as big as a dinner plate, and they aren't the same as the English scones that English have with tea. The scones can be made with frozen ready-to-cook rolls, or it can be made from homemade bread dough. Once the bread dough has risen or the frozen ready-to-cook rolls are thawed out, you can start frying them. To first fry the scones, you first need to figure out how big you want the scone to be, and then get that much bread dough, and then you fry the bread dough. When the scone is finished frying, you put honey butter on them, and they are really good. Most people, if they aren't from Utah, would call these scones Navajo taco fry bread, and they would only eat them every once in a while. In Utah, they are eaten all the time. The fourth food that I'm going to talk about are the Dutch oven dinners. It is said that the Dutch oven is Utah's official state cooking pot, so it makes sense that Dutch oven dinners are really big in Utah. These dinners are fully made in the Dutch oven, just like what the early Mormon pioneers cooked in. There are so many different recipes that can be found and used in the Dutch oven as dinners. So many people know how to use the Dutch oven, and there are so many meals that can be made. Even though the Dutch oven is used all over, some people might not know about what a Dutch oven dinner is, but in Utah, almost everyone knows what they are. There are a lot more foods that are specific to Utah, but those four foods are the only ones that I'm going to talk about. You can always find out more about the foods that I talked about and other foods that are popular in Utah by going to Utah. So that is all I have for you today. Thanks for listening.